This is Q103, number one for Manchester. I'm Darren Proctor. In a minute, I'm going to play the new Taylor Swift tune. Oh, what about this? This will get you excited. It's Shoe Week next week at Selfridges. They're doing everything shoes. So you can go and get stuck in. I know you love your shoes, don't you? They've got loads of activities going on next week, including bespoke dust bag embroidery. It's an important thing, the dust bag, you know. I always throw them away. Mrs. P goes mad with me. Hey, what are you doing? You can't throw that away. I'm like, it's just a dust bag. It will go in the back of the wardrobe, never to be seen again. Gold tattooing. They've got on display a Jimmy Choo Cinderella shoe. What about that? They've also got Manchester's first foot reader, who's called Jane Sheehan. I fancied having this done, so I've contacted Jane. She's here with me now. Hi, Jane.
Hello there, how are you?
Good, thank you for coming in. So, you're Manchester's first foot reader.
This is
all a bit strange. How does foot reading differ from, like, palm reading?
Oh, very different. It's your feet, not your hands.
Oh, yes, of it, but yeah.
With palm reading, most people think you're talking about the future, spookiness. I'm not very spooky. I'm literally interpreting all the lumps, bumps, blemishes, warts, athlete's foot, all of it.
And you've seen my feet before, obviously.
About your personality, I am. It's like when you're happy, you walk differently than when you're depressed.
It's not a very glamorous job, is it? Messing with people's feet. I mean,
blimey. I have to work from the bottom up, don't I?
Oh, well, yes, of course. Well, yes. You're gonna do a reading on my feet, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you need? You need shoes.
Both feet, shoes and socks off. I don't want half a story. Right foot represents the past.
Okay.
Left foot represents the present.
And socks as well.
Yeah.
Oh, blimey.
So if you're looking at blemishes only on one foot, you can tell whether it's a past issue or a present issue.
Oh, right. So feet flat on the floor,
right,
yeah,
so first impression when I see your feet. Yeah. They're very long, thin, narrow, with elongated toes.
Right.
So long and thin is having a love of aesthetics, appreciating beauty in your surroundings, and a knack for delegating normal everyday stuff without people realising you're doing it. Like, oh, I've left my coat upstairs and they've gone to get it for you when you're fit enough to do it yourself.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
I'm
so
a with delegator.
but not work delegation, because you don't work delegate, because you've got extra drive and determination, elongated third toe, that you don't like delegating work stuff because you can do it twice as fast and with fewer resources than other people.
I'm not sure people would agree on in the office upstairs, but there you go. No, that's...
Well, I know what I'm seeing in your
feet.
You've also got elongated second toe, which is leadership qualities, leading by example. You've got little toes that are short, which means great sense of fun.
Thanks very much, Jen. I think you've been very kind to me there, to be fair. You painted a lovely picture. Now, can anyone do this?
Yeah, I've been teaching foot reading since about 2003.
And if you go to your website, you can actually learn how to do foot reading. You could do this at home tonight. So
sure, yeah.
If you go to Jane's website, which is footreading.com, right, you and your partner,
yeah,
you could do foot reading on each other.
That's right. If you go to the free stuff area of my website, I've got the top 10 secrets your feet say about you, and you can have a look. But even better, you can come and see me on Wednesday and Thursday at Selfridges Exchange Square. I'm going to be doing foot readings at the Soul of the Party.
Fantastic. So make sure you wash your feet that day. Get yourself to Selfridges and go and see Jane. Lovely to meet
much.
You. Thank you.
Cheers.
It's Taylor Swift, The Wildest Dreams. This is Q103.
He said, let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven